Thank you, Renate. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the Cross Community Working Group on Internet Governance conference call on Tuesday, the 31st of March, 2015. Today's agenda is going to be reviewing the action items of our last call. Then we'll be looking at the deadlines for the events where the Cross Community Working Group would like to provide some input. We're dealing here as far as Internet governance events are concerned, so we'll be looking at the Internet governance calendar. Afterwards, a little bit of groundwork on the WSIS forum input, and then finally we will be reviewing quickly, just briefing everyone on the submission of the workshop for IGF workshop number 163. Any amendments to the agenda by anyone? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so the agenda is approved, and let's go forward with a roll call, please.
Okay, we have Lynn Saint-Amour, Rudy Van Snick, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Rafik Damak, but he seems to have dropped off. And from staff, we have Nigel Hickson, Alexandra Danz, and myself, Renata DeWolf. Is there anybody on the call that I'm who is not in the AC room?
I am here, Renata.
Okay, good. You're still here. That's it for the moment, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Renate. Olivier Crépin-Leblond speaking, and let's have a look at the action items that we had on our last call. And there were a number of them. The two action items that remain open are for Marilyn to send updates to Alexandra Dance for the Internet Governance Calendar. Alex, I believe there hasn't been any follow-up yet on this, has there?
No, sorry, I was on mute. No.
Okay, thanks. So if it was possible for you to just please get in touch with Marilyn Cade and find out sometime, that would be great. And then the next is for Marilyn to follow up with Nigel on the use of regional IGF as semi-regional preparatory events for WSIS Plus 10 review. Nigel Hickson, have you been in touch with Marilyn Cade on this?
No, I'm afraid we haven't yet. I mean, it's something we can. What I've done separately is I've now got a list of all the events that are coming up, so I can indeed discuss the regional and the national events with Marilyn to see how we could perhaps input material. But of course, that material has to be developed as well, which is, I know, part of the other discussion you're having. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. The other, sort of, you're speaking, and the other three action items are closed. They relate to today's call, and so we have affected those. Are there any questions or comments on the action items? Seeing no one put their hands up, let's move on to number three, and that's the deadlines for the events where the cross-community working group would like to provide input. We have two links in the agenda. The first one is a calendar of deadlines needed, and that's a Google doc which Alex has worked on with Marilyn Cade. The second one is this diagrammatic timeline of deadlines. We've got key global Internet activities for 2015, both in a PDF and a JPEG version. Ideally, what we should really be looking now is to try and focus on specific threads, the ones which are more likely to relate to ourselves, so relate to the CCWG itself. It's pretty hard to follow absolutely everything. And I don't really have any specific plan for this. I was hoping that we would have Marilyn Cade helping us on this. Nigel, you are also involved in the overall Internet governance space with all of the different deadlines. Lynn, you're also very much involved in all of this. Lynn Saint-Amour, so you're absolutely welcome to please make suggestions on this and which ones of the different, I wouldn't even say deadlines, but threads should we particularly focus on. I must admit I'm somehow overwhelmed by the number of meetings that are there. It's not even a full-time job. It's a full-time job for a complete football team. And football in the wider sense of the term, it could be soccer or American football. So I'm not quite sure which one to focus on. And I open the floor right now for comments or suggestions as to the way to move forward on this. Okay, so we're all at a question mark moment. Where do we go next, as far as this is concerned? Did I just hear Nigel? Or?
Well, someone. Sorry. Yes. Good afternoon, Olivier. Nigel Hitchin, for the record. I think the document I had some problems with opening the various documents, but if the document you're referring to is the. Is the sort of timeline for a whole range of different activities, then I mean clearly you're right, isn't it? I mean one there's an awful lot there, but I think what helps probably is to break it down into the into the different sort of tracks, and I'm sure that's what Marilyn would say if she was if she was on the call. So we have the we have the IGF track, we have the track concerning the WSIS process, we have the track concerning various ITU and other. So we can sort of go through the tracks, but in your hands how you want to do it. Perhaps I could just mention that I think the most important, although I know that's completely subjective, but the most relevant track, perhaps, apart from the IANA, which of course is in a separate field, so to speak, is the WSIS track, as we call it, and the WSIS track is very much in Geneva at the moment, with the next significant event being the CST plenary meeting in the first week of May. Now, at that meeting, we'll be giving input on a proposal, probably on two proposals, the same proposals we gave input into, as some of you may recall, back in January when we consulted the group on the mapping exercise and on a paper concerning the WSIS Plus 10 review. And those papers, again, will be published in the next few weeks, and we'll be able to give comment on those for the meeting in the first week of May. And then that meeting sends a recommendation to ECOSOC, which is in New York. It's the Economic and Social Committee in New York. And that committee then endorses that recommendation on the WSIS review and sends it to the UN General Assembly as one of the inputs for their considerations in December. So that's one track that goes up to December, and I think is a track that we can at least we can focus on where we can sort of make input, etc. Thanks.
Thank you, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. No, just to make things clear, is that are you speaking about the WSIS forum input, or is that different?
So, yes, that is different to an extent. So, there is a track, if you like, leading to the formal WSIS review. The UNGA WSIS review conference in December, and the components of that are CSTD. I mean, the components in the past have been the UNESCO conference in 2013, the high-level ITU conference last June, and other inputs, but also the CSTD meeting in May. The WSIS forum is an annual event that the ITU hold every year, and the WSIS forum looks, if you like, historically at the progress made on the action lines under the WSIS program. So that meeting is going on. It's extra the ITU are giving it extra prominence this year, because not only is it their 150th anniversary in May, and this meeting is at the end of May as well, but also because it could be the last WSIS forum, potentially. Well, it is the last WSIS forum before the UNGA meeting, but UNGA may, of course, decide that you don't actually need a WSIS forum in the future. So the ITU are putting on a good show. Fadi Chahad is going to speak in the opening session, and we're running a workshop. And at some point, either today or in a future call, we were going to just discuss what sort of, well, I was going to sort of inform you, and I can later on or in another call, the placeholder we put down for this workshop, and how we might involve, you know, the cross-community working group in this workshop. But I'm in your hands on that. Thanks.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. And it's sort of you speaking, and I'm sharing my screen to show the diagram of the different points that you've mentioned here. You touched on the CSTD and the 18th session of the Commission on Science and Technology for Development. That's the one that you were speaking about, wasn't it? The 4th to 8th of May in Geneva. I cannot hear any feedback on this. So that go ahead, Nigel.
That is the track. So I think you've got your, wish my eyesight was better. So you've got your pointer on that, on the CSTD, and it, then that's the 18th track. And if you go to your, it's not abundantly clear
one
where
here.
It goes to. Is that the same 18th
there's
session? That's the 18th.
Yeah, there's the 18th session. There are many, many different outputs to this. So one output goes to the ITU Council, but the other output, one of them goes to the 18th session of the CSTD throughout the rest of May. Then there is one which goes to ICANN 53 and ICANN 54, and one which goes to UN ECOSOC on the 21st and 22nd of July. Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC. And then there is one output that appears to be going to the end of the year that goes to the 10th Internet Governance Forum, IGF 2015. Is this correct, or does this need to be updated somehow?
Well, as I say, I mean, in this is Nigel Hickson. I mean, everything is linked to everything, and you know, there's others on that. Lynn is on the call, and she has massive experience in this and could describe it better than me. And so, no doubt, there are linkages, but the main linkage from the CSTD is ECOSOC. That's where the resolution goes. I mean, the resolution could be looked at by the IGF, it could be looked at by ICANN, etc. Could be looked at by the ITU Council, but it's UN ECOSOC where the resolution goes from the CSTD and then to the UN General Assembly. So that's the main route. The ITU Council in May also is really separate. Now, the ITU Council are also going to pass a resolution on WSIS, noting the importance of the WSIS process, etc., and that also will be sent to the UN General Assembly. But the formal track is the CSTD process, and the Internet Governance Forum, of course, is in Brazil in November, and the mandate for the continuation of the WSIS Forum is also being considered by the UN General Assembly in December as well. At the moment, as you know, the IGF, the Internet Governance Forum, has a mandate that lasts from the UN that lasts up to 2015. So Brazil is in 2015. Mexico have indicated they'd like to hold the 2016 conference, but the UN have to give a renewed mandate. Well, I mean, that's supposed to be the process in December. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Catanoblanc speaking, and I note in the chat that Lynn Santamore thinks that focusing on the WSIS track is good. And Alexandra Dance mentions to us that the dotted lines are actually indirect connections between the events. They're not direct connections. And Rafiq Damak is for the Phantom, so Rafiq, you have the floor.
Okay, thanks. I have a problem with Adobe Connect. I cannot see the diagram. However, so maybe if we want to be more practical, can we kind of categorize those events by those where we can provide input? It means that probably the ICANN staff was planning or is planning to submit a statement or comment. So this is area that we can work with. Or those events where there is maybe workshop like the Oasis Forum, that we can submit a workshop proposal with the ICANN staff. So if we can categorize the milestone event, conference, or whatever in this manner, that will give us some guidance what is possible to deliver. And then we can build kind of a timeline just to know, I mean, how much time we can have, and then maybe we may need to do some prioritization, or just, for example, for some input, we can really spend more time to work on that. For other, maybe just the ICANN staff, I mean, led by an agent, they can work on statement and we can give feedback and so on. So just to be more practical here in what we can achieve. So if we have some categorization kind of mapping, and then we can prioritize where we can spend our effort, because I don't think we can stretch our limited resources in many fronts. So.
Thanks very much for this, Rafiq. Olivier Krapanov speaking. That's, I think, a very good way forward. And since we have spoken specifically of the CSCD and the WSIS Plus 10, perhaps that would be the first input that we would need for this. And therefore, maybe if Nigel can enlighten us, the 18th session of the Commission on CSCD is from the 4th to the 8th of May. Is this the input that we will be looking at producing in the next part of this call?
Yes, thank you very much, Olivier. Nigel Hickson. So as I mentioned earlier, and I realize it is it's not simple. So the main focus of the CSTD meeting in May is going to be the adoption of a recommendation or a declaration or a resolution. They're called different things. It's probably going to be a resolution, and this resolution effectively is based on an exercise that the UNCTAD, who runs CSTD, have done. And this is a document that essentially looks at how effective the WSIS process has been. So it says, you know, since WSIS was adopted in 2005, have more people been connected to the internet in the world? Is, you know, are we a better place in terms of the internet, in terms of affordability, accessibility, in terms of education, in terms of skills, in terms of health, in terms of e-government? And it's a comprehensive study that looks at a whole range of issues, including internet governance participation. And that is going to form the basis of this resolution. And that document is going to be available, I hope, in the next couple of weeks. And once it's available, we can certainly, as Rafiq has correctly identified, we can circulate it and seek comment from the working group, and then, you know, we can feed that comment into the working group, and then we can speak to that at the meeting, and there will be people from the working group at that meeting. In that, certainly Marilyn Cade, I suspect, will go to that meeting. ICANN has observer status, so we can go along as well. We have to speak after governments, but we can give an input. So that's one positive document that we can comment on.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking. What are our deadlines then? Do you have approximate times and timings So then we can have action items saying at this time that we can already schedule what conference call or what week we want to have a conference call on the topic and what timings we are to expect.
Thank you, Nigel Hickson. So it's difficult. We were promised the document at the beginning of April. So of course, I suspect it will be next week. So when the document is on the when the document appears on the on the on the appropriate website, we can circulate it to the Renate can circulate it in the usual way. I can perhaps flag up those paragraphs which are more relevant than others because it will be a long document, and we can have a consultation. So it would be, in terms of timescale, it would be like mid-April because probably we'd have to give comments by I suspect, the last week in April or something. We'll have to give comments back.
Okay, thank you, Nigel. Olivier speaking. So that would give us only a couple of weeks to be able to come back. I'm just worried, of course, the amount of turnover it takes to be able to comment. And so Alex is taking note of the times and dates and so on. So mid-April, we expect the request, and we expect to have to file an answer by the end of April. So now what's the next one, the next deadline that we would have, the next thread, I guess, or maybe even in the same thread? And I know Rafiq has put his hand up. Rafiq, is that an old hand or is that a new hand?
Well, it's an old hand.
Okay, thanks. Back to you, Nigel.
No, thank you, Nigel Hickson. So it's difficult to identify a concrete next step after the CSDD. As I said, the document goes from the CSDD to ECOSOC, and we don't have any, that's not our process. In ECOSOC, it's debated by governments, so that's outside of our process really as well, or mainly governments. But there will be, in the WISIS process, and we can come back to this because it's going to happen during the summer or after the summer. During this process from June onwards, there's going to be certain stages where we're going to, if you like, where there'll be a public consultation of the documents that are going to be considered in New York in December. So whether that's going to be in July or September or October, but at least two or three stages, probably we'll have a document or we'll have documents which we can give a view on. So there will be this consultation on documents that are going to the General Assembly in December. So it's just I am not sure of the exact timescale for these documents, and it won't be until at least July that we have a document to look at. I'm not saying there won't be other documents in other areas that we can't look at, but in terms of the WISIS process, it will not be until July. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Carpanablas speaking. So, Alex, if you could, I guess, record that July will be the time when we are to expect a follow-up on the document that will have been designed or drafted by the CSCD. Now, that's one thread. There are obviously other threads as well. With regards to the IGF, we've been through the first step, which is to send in a workshop request, and we'll come back to this in a moment. But beyond that, do we know any follow-up timings for IGF where we might need to provide further information or anything, or are we pretty much set on that track and no need to produce any additional documents, etc.?
Olivier?
Rafiq? Yeah,
speaking.
Go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think in the IGF website there is an explanation of the a process for review to be followed by the MAG. I don't think that I mean it will involve the workshop those who submitted the workshop proposal, but I think just maybe in case and if they can they ask for to merge or to make some changes, that can happen. That's so we can do that, but it really depends of the outcome of the review. So hopefully it will be approved. In the worst case, let's say they ask for merge or just some changes, that I think we can do that. And then after that, if we get the workshop approved, I think that we have really to start to work more on the substance about the content, the plan, and to confirm with all speakers and so on. But I think that will be done at later stage, maybe in June and later on.
Okay, thanks for this, Rafik. Olivier speaking, and you will have noticed I've now switched to the Google Doc, which has a number of meetings listed, number of events listed, and I gather a large number of them have to do with WESIS and WESIS plus 10. In your view, are there any other events that we should prepare for or that we should be sending submissions to as far as the current list is concerned? I note, for example...
Olivia, this is...
Yeah, Nigel, if you want. I mean, I was going to list a few asking, for example, so, of course, we've had the UNESCO and IGF conference, but I note there is a UNESCO annual assembly. Is there going to be expectations of input coming from, well, first, is ICANN going to submit anything to the UNESCO annual assembly, or is there going to be input coming from the community? Are any topics discussed at UNESCO annual assembly going to be pertinent to our community? That was one question I had, but perhaps you wanted to discuss other things before that. Nigel Hickson.
Olivia, thank you. Nigel Hickson. I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? It's quite a list. So, I mean, if we go from the bottom, then the ITU WRC is the World Radio Conference. That doesn't really concern us. That's all about spectrum. The UNESCO Annual Assembly, I don't think have any input to that. And it's of interest to us, and because it will take the output from the UNESCO conference we discussed on the last call. That was the Joining the Dots conference that took place in March. And as we discussed on the last call, the Annual Assembly will take that output and might bless it, and then that output will go to the UN General Assembly. So, but we don't have a locus on that. There's then ICANN in Dublin and the UN Millennium Development Goals Summit, which of course is critically important, but we don't really have a locus on that. The UN ECOSOC we've touched on, so I think we've done most of those. I was just going to mention two things which are sort of ongoing. Well, one is the cyberspace conference in The Hague. This is Cyberspace 2015. I think we touched on that, the 16th to the 17th of April session. And there might be some documentation that comes out of that, which is of interest. But there's no documentation that is available to us. There are government papers that are being discussed between governments, but. But that's all as far as we're aware.
So no, it's Olivier speaking. Sorry for jumping in, but no input expected from us then at that point.
No, I mean Fadi Chahadi will speak at it, and you know the various bilaterals that we all have with governments and other IGOs. But there will be a piece of paper coming out of it, a bit like most conferences these days. There'll be some sort of declaration or communique which we might be involved in looking at on the spot. But as I say, there is some sort of document being drafted, but just between governments, I'm told. So we haven't seen it. I mean, if I if we get our hands on it, we'll we can circulate it for information at least.
Yeah, thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. As you'll notice, I'm now coloring boxes. So in red for conferences in which we're not expecting that there would be input from our community. In green, where we are. In cyan, or light blue, where there is a conference of interest, but there's no input expected from our community. Rafik, you put your hand up?
Okay. Yes, since Nigel mentioned the GSS, the cyber conference in La Hague, I think as he explained that it's mostly government-oriented. However, I think since this year they are trying to open more to other stakeholders and they are getting more civil society involved. So maybe, Nigel, if you can give more, you share later more details, but the plans of ICANN there, like what you did for the MWC, just to expand. So what you are going to do, and I think there are some people from the community will be attending. I'm planning to do so, and also maybe we have something missing as in that plan, but maybe it's quite late to provide any input or to propose workshop. However, if for those who will be there, it can be good to report what will happen. It's the Freedom Online Coalition conference. So this is something maybe just to follow what will be the outcome there. But it's also it's more government coalition, even if they are involving more more other stakeholders. So just if the ICANN staff has made plan for this conference, just to share with the group. We discussed previously, just to report and so on. Yeah.
Thanks, Rafik. Nigel?
Yes, thank you very much, Nigel Hickson. Yes, of course. What we ought to do, well, what we can do anyway, is provide as much information in advance of the Netherlands conference about what bilaterals we're having and this has been coordinated by Jean-Jacques Sahal, who's the regional resident for Europe, but I'm doing it with him so we can provide information on that. The Freedom Online Coalition is in Mongolia, I think Ulaanbaatar, because I saw it and thought that would be a nice place to go rather than Geneva. I will follow up, Rafik, to see if anyone is going. I mean, probably, as you say, people will go from the community, but I'm not aware of any ICANN staff that are going, but I'll follow up and we can report on that.
Yeah, thanks for this, Nigel. Yes, it's Ulaanbaatar doesn't strike me as a major airline hub, but it might do in the future. Lynn Santamore, you have put your hand up, so you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Olivier, and apologies for my silence earlier. I was having difficulty with the microphone. I put a note in the chat room as well, but the Internet Society was always very involved in the conferences. We had participants, workshops, speakers, plenary speakers. I spoke at a number of them. Marcus was present. So perhaps reaching out to them to understand what their activities or plans are there and whether or not there's any intersection between the efforts of this group and them would just be another channel, basically.
Okay, thanks for this. Thank you, Lynn. You're speaking about the ECOSOC?
No, sorry, the series of security conferences, the next one being in the Hague.
Yeah. The Cyberspace 2015. Okay,
yes.
So maybe I'll put on there then, and plus ISOC. How about this? Coordinate with Jean-Jacques and ISOC. Are there any other conferences on that list that we should be highlighting specifically?
Uh, I'm just jumping in here at the moment, but the IGF consultation would seem to be a real sweet spot for this group.
That's a good point. Yes, thank you. I was looking for that. I didn't see it. Obviously, yeah. So there's that. The CSTD is the follow-up, I think, that we heard from what we just discussed now. So is input, Nigel, if you could just remind me, and I'm sorry if I forgot, there is input needed for the CSTD in Geneva on the 4th of the 8th of May?
Yes, this is where the wishes proposal will be discussed. That we.
Okay, excellent. And the WISIS forum is the next thing that we were going to speak about, I think. And that takes at the end of May in Geneva. I think we've gone through this list. If I can just give it a last call for this list that we have at the moment. Do we have to add anything else to this for the time being? And then we'll leave it in Alexandra Dance's hands with Marilyn to perhaps beef up the parts which are missing on there. At least we've got a few of the deadlines now. Going once, going twice. Okay, well, thanks for this. Let's move back to our agenda. And let me see, how do we get back to our main thing? There we go. And now we can look at the next part of our agenda. Slightly delayed is the discussion on the WISIS forum input. And we have two links in the agenda, one to the WISIS forum website and one to the open consultation process that is, I believe, currently in place. If you, Nigel, again, sorry to be soliciting you so much today, but would you be able to take us through that, please? And you might be...
Yes,
muted.
Yes, thank you.
Ah, there you go, you're back.
Yes.
Yep, go ahead.
Sorry, neither Hitchin. Yeah, so, I'm not sure about the WISIS Forum website, presumably is the website of the WISIS Forum. So the WISIS Forum, as I mentioned, is the annual is the annual sort of forum that the ITU hosts. Although they host it, they hold it in conjunction with the other UN agencies that have responsibilities for the different types of action lines. So, for example, UNESCO come along to the WISIS Forum and UNCTAD and other agencies, the World Health Organization perhaps, they come along to the WISIS Forum and report on progress on action lines to do with e-health or e-skills or whatever. But it has a high-level segment, and the high-level segment, ministers are invited, etc. And as I mentioned, that's on the Tuesday, and Fadi Jihadi is speaking in that session. In addition, they have sort of workshops and other types of events. And we put in, as I mentioned on the call. Previously for a workshop, and although I'm not sure it's called a workshop or a forum session, but anyway we are put in for a session which is taking place on the Thursday, and at the moment the session has got a title which we can potentially amend or adopt or adapt. But the title at the moment is ICANN Contribution to Implementation of WISIS Action Lines, including the introduction of IDNs. So this is and it is on the agenda, and you can find it on the agenda. It's on the timeline, and so really it's up to the. This is what we put in as because we thought that it would be useful to hold a workshop, and as I think I mentioned before, ICANN are a partner of the ITU in this. We help sponsor this event, and as a basis of that, we get the opportunity to hold this workshop.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Krepin-Leblanc speaking, and I'm currently scrolling through the actual draft agenda that's in there. And for the Thursday you mentioned was the time when you were thinking of having a workshop. I can see many, many different, oops, sorry for this, many, many different workshops that run in parallel. On the Thursday is where my cursor is, or my pointer is. And I believe this is the one, is that ICANN contribution to implementation of WSIS action lines, including the introduction of internationalized domain names, ICANN room C2. Is that the one, Nigel?
Yeah, sorry, sorry, Nigel Hickson. Yes, that's the one. That's the that's the one we have on late on the Thursday.
Okay, so that's the overall agenda. Now, on the open consultation process, there was a phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four, where we've now reached phase five with a final brief. And is there input that will be needed in that then?
Yes, thank you, Nigel Hickson. Yes, this, I know the open consultation process, I think, is a bit of a grand title. It's really the way that the ITU try and do this, and they do generally try and be as open as possible and inclusive as possible. So this open consultation process allows people to sort of input to the overall program. They hold physical meetings where people can go along and discuss the program and discuss issues. There's a separate process which is to do with prizes. They issue prizes to organizations that have done particular things under the WSIS action lines. And ICANN have put in applications for this as well. We'll have to see if we're successful. So there's a number of elements to this meeting, and then there's various sort of open cafe sessions where there'll be dialogue, etc. So I think you're right, though. So just cutting it short, I think you're right in that we're nearly at the end of this. I think we're past the submission deadline for requests for workshops and issues like that, but we're now at the we're now getting towards the end of it.
Yeah, thank you, Nigel. Olivier speaking. That the final review meeting took place on the 2nd of March, so obviously the input needed to be, submission deadline for the 6th of February on this. Okay, are there any questions or comments on this process from anyone on the call? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. I'm not really quite sure where we want to go with this either. We need to be prepared for that, and ICANN is running a meeting there. I haven't had a chance to look at all of the different component parts of the agenda, but looking at it, some of it seems to be pretty much outside our remit. The implementation of clouding computing technologies and ICT4D, and I'm just quoting at random. There appears to be a lot on cybersecurity and cyber law. That, of course, is an important agenda at the moment. So we do have many different workshops that are available there. And, of course, the outside track. I note that the Internet Society is also doing a workshop there, and should I move this to this side? Maybe here and that. On the 29th, Friday the 29th, there are also a number of workshops taking place from other organizations that, of course, we interact with quite liberally. I'm not really sure what action item we can take out of this one for the time being. Is there anything that you would need from us, Nigel, at this very moment in time any commitment.
Well, Olivia, Nigel Hickson, I think, you know, we're completely in your hands. I'm, you know, trying to be. I mean, it's up to you as a sort of group. I mean, if you feel that you want to be involved in this session, then, I mean, we haven't really done anything on planning this session, so, I mean, we're quite happy to plan it like we would plan a session, an ICANN meeting, and, you know, we can do it together, or we can plan it and invite speakers from the group, or you know, I mean, in your hands, we can open it up a bit. We can tell the ITU we want to expand it a bit and give other examples of you know, where we are contributing to the wishes process. Sort of really in your hands on this. Thank you.
So, Nigel, Olivier speaking. So, at the moment, there is a name to the ICANN session there. But are you basically saying that this is still quite open as to how this will be run?
Well, I mean, I think, yes. I mean, two things. In terms of what the title is, I mean, I think if we went back and called it, you know, something completely different, that some people might be a bit, if we change the whole nature of it. But we've given an example there of international domain names. We could also talk about other issues that ICANN is grappling with, like DNS security. We could talk about the GTLD program. We could talk about a number of different elements, I think. So, you know, we could change the title slightly. And also, of course, in terms of the format of the event, I think we have an hour and a quarter or something like that. So we can decide what sort of format we have, whether we have a panel session or whether we have a round table type format. I'm not sure of the room configurations, but we can do things.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And what's your deadline by which we really should be set on this one?
The event is at the end of May, so I think if we wanted to change the title, we ought to be telling the ITU in the next few weeks, I suppose, and then they can change the title slightly. But I think in terms of planning it, we've got quite a bit of time because we can essentially there might be some physical considerations, but I can ask about those in terms of what room layout and things like that. Basically, it's our session. We can do what we want with it for that period of time.
Okay. Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking, and I realize time is ticking as well. We just have a couple of minutes until the end of this call, and we don't need that much more time. Let's put this to the side and carry it to the next our next call as well. At least now we have a better idea of what is possible, and we can follow up on the mailing list. And I certainly would like to be able to follow up after this call on the mailing list. Returning to our overall agenda, so I've stopped sharing my screen yet again. We still have just a quick discussion or a quick reminder of the submission for the workshop, an IGF workshop. So it's come out very quickly, actually, during our last discussion that we had in our last call. We had I think it was an action item that we would be working on putting together, and we, as in the working group, the cross-community working group, would be putting together a workshop or a proposal for a workshop at IGF. That doesn't appear to have happened as such during the week, and so Jordan Carter, who happened to be in Istanbul, Nigel Hickson and I, who was also in Istanbul for the INS stewardship transition and for the ICANN accountability cross-community working groups, had a quick brainstorm between the three of us and thought, well, do we want to not send anything from the community, or do we still want to move forward and have something, a workshop proposal? And so, having quickly discussed this also with Rafiq online, the third co-chair of this working group, we came out with a quick description that would be effectively based on the cross-community working group on INS stewardship transition. And the proposal is actually not to look at the topic itself, but look at the method by which the topic was processed and was tackled. And so the idea is to have some inside-the-scene insights from participants in the INS stewardship transition to look at how the bottom-up multi-stakeholder model was used to make those tough operational decisions that were needed all along the way to reach consensus and to have a proposal ready for the U.S. Department of Commerce. How initial positions held by stakeholders were examined, lessons to be learned, perhaps, for other internet governance issues from the experiences of the participants in this process. We're really looking at a study, a case study, one would say, of an operational, multi-stakeholder, bottom-up process that had to reach a very important decision indeed. And I think that's not something that's been done before. So we felt it was a good opportunity to be able to showcase this, especially in light of the fact that the IGF is taking place before that meeting in New York, where the future of the IGF and future of the whole idea of multi-stakeholder systems is going to be discussed at the UN General Assembly. I think I've covered the idea behind the workshop. Rafiq or Nigel, do you wish to add anything else on this? Or? And there were concerns, if I may say in the meantime, that there were concerns also that this might just be yet another workshop about INS stewardship transition. And this is not at all what we're looking for. The topic, INS stewardship transition, just happens to be the topic that needed that multi-stakeholder input. We're studying the multi-stakeholder part, and we're trying to showcase the fact that a multi-stakeholder community with very varied interests and sometimes ideas to start with that were absolutely opposite, opposing each other, managed to reach consensus in, I think maybe took a while, but did manage to reach consensus, and that's what's quite interesting about the way that it might fit together. Now, you will have seen a number of people listed on there, and unfortunately, due to the very short timeline on this, we have listed a few people that I haven't, or neither has Nigel been able to contact yet, but that's our next quick steps. And I see Lynn Santamore having put her hand up. I suspect she might be one of the people. Lynn, you have the floor.
No, Olivier, I was just going to say that I followed, I wasn't able to participate in helping the proposal development at the end of last week, but I did follow late the thread. And I actually do agree with Marilyn's points, but I think what you've laid out, you and Nigel and Leslie laid out here for a workshop is a great idea. I think there's a lot to be understood behind the process and how these work and what are some of the elements that we probably don't take enough time to explain. So I think focusing on the methodology and the results, as you've laid out, is a great idea. I think it's a really good idea for a workshop.
Yeah, thanks for this, Lynn. And it's Olivier speaking. I'm happy to hear that you think it's a good idea because you're actually listed in the one of the proposed participants.
I did see that, but that's irrespective of that.
I was hoping you'd say yes. So if you are going to participate, I hope that you will be able to join. I don't want to call it a panel because there are so many people there but we looked at this and had to find something that was very balanced, and I think it would be quite interesting to have the insights of how the ICG managed to reach consensus, and certainly in the naming issues, there has been a very long process, and in the IETF and the RIR processes, it's been slightly different, but the processes, again, have yielded consensus. Quite fascinating, and I would hope that this is going to be taken on and taken up by the MAG, because it's, I don't think we've seen any similar workshops so far at the IGF, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard a lot of theoretical principles of internet governance, etc., but this here is not about principles, this is about reality of things. Any other comments or questions? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. If any of you has a suggestion perhaps to refine the language, I know that this has already been filed with the MAG. I don't know to what extent we can amend some of the language or provide further information for the MAG to make its decision on this. I'm not well aware of the internals of how the MAG works, but if you do have any suggestions as to how to improve this, please send this on the email. And that's also one action item for me to do, is to actually send the pointer to that workshop on the mailing list. We're 6 minutes beyond the end of the official time. I do have a call back-to-back with this one, so I must be late in my next call. But is there any other business? I don't see anyone putting their hands up. So thank you very much for attending. And let's see for the next call. I think we had decided to go on a bi-weekly call timeline. Is that correct, Renate?
Yes, that would be good.
Rafik, if you're still on the call, am I? So
yes,
we would not be meeting next week, but we would be meeting 2 weeks from now. Is that the plan?
Yes. I think it's more important having all those action items and to follow up and to get maybe some volunteers if we have drafting and so on. So probably to find out how to
Excellent. So let's have, Olivier speaking, let's have the next call or the doodle for the next call on the week of the 13th of April. That's in 2 weeks' time. So we're missing next week because I think that, well, there will also be a lot of people that will be away. But the week of the 13th, doodle call
for
those.
Okay, I'll do the doodle call.
Fantastic. Thank you. Am I missing anything else before we close off? Any other business? No? Well, I have to thank you all for being on this call. I think that's been very, very good. I'm quite pleased with the outcomes and process forward. We, of course, have a number of action items to follow up with Marilyn Cade and Alex, and with a timeline and deadlines needed and so on. And we look forward to hearing from you, Nigel, next week, I think, when you said we would be hearing more about the CSDD, consultations and so on. I've kind of forgotten what we would be hearing about, but we'll have some follow-up within the next couple of weeks. And with this, I'd like to thank you all, and this call is now adjourned. Goodbye.